Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Cheese roll. Horse head. Morse code. Flamethrower.
Yes, we go! Yes, we go!
So much dumb stuff.
So much dumb stuff.
In the whole
every
world.
Week.
How was your holidays, everybody?
I paused as if I was waiting for like fans listening to actually answer. Like, I don't want to interrupt people.
Go ahead.
Isn't that weird? Like the social cue. Where I hear the words everyone. I'm like, oh, someone else could be. Wait, I'm the only other person in the room.
Hello?
My holiday. You know what? It was good. It was good. Good to hang out with some family.
Some New Year's resolutions. I didn't make them. I have like some personal stuff.
Yeah, I did some. I mean, they're fairly similar, but I do like to. I did a little review of just, I'm a numbers person, of like the numbers, kind of like bad magic head behind the scenes this last year. And I just like to have a new numbers goal because then it gives me something to like, you know, specific to push for.
You didn't ask me for any help calculating the numbers.
It's a rough draft. I'll go over them all. I'll share them all.
Okay.
So I had to add some numbers.
I'm really good at it. So just let me know and I'll help you add these things together.
Perfect. And then I did like, you know, like I always almost do like a workout goal every year.
Right.
So, but this year I feel like it's more realistic. I'm not like trying to lose a certain amount of weight, even though I'm the heaviest I've ever been. I'm not like, I don't have like, oh, I got to get into this pant size. Nothing like that. Not even like strength. It literally is just like, just do this workout 3 to 4 times a week. Just do it.
I pictured a weird goal where you just wanted to get like into a wedding dress. It's nothing you ever wore. Like,
right.
I just want to see if I can get into it. See if I can get in this wedding dress. That's my goal.
And I want to eat less crap late at night.
Yes.
But I'm not like going on some crazy streak. Like in the past, I've done keto and some of those, and they've worked. But even going into them, I always knew I'm like, I'm not going to stay with this.
Bye bye.
This sucks.
Second this is over, go fuck yourself, keto. Right.
So I'm trying to have a realistic, just like, I just want to be, I want to have more energy. I was thinking about going upstairs and how like sad it is that I get winded.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not going to get better in the coming years.
Magically disappear.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, I'm fit now.
I'm the strongest and most fit I've ever been. I haven't worked out in 15 years.
Whoa. Magic.
Now that I'm 50, I'm the fittest I've ever been and I don't do anything.
I don't need this thing that takes me down the stairs in the chair. I'm as strong as I've ever been at 96.
Exactly. I think about that now too. This is my 40. I see like older people and I'm like, you see like the disparity.
Yeah.
Like it gets greater and greater as people age. It's amazing. Like I remember my 10-year high school reunion so many years ago, how different the people who had kind of taken care of themselves looked compared to the people who didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then the longer it goes, like the gap just widens.
It accelerates.
Like I remember this gym I used to work at. Well, I would joke the whole Connie like thing from my stand-up. But this old YMCA, there was this one dude. He had to have been 75 at least.
Uh-huh.
Fucking jacked. And just like perfect posture.
Putting in time.
Mm-hmm. And he wasn't like gigantic. He wasn't like some big bodybuilder. He was just thin and athletic. And I'm like, you know, you watch him work out with perfect form. And then I would see somebody else roughly his age that looked like it looked like a people had like paramedics had fucking carried them in and thrown them into the gym.
It's like a slug doing like sit-ups, like bending in half.
Right.
Like looking at a piece of paper like, they're kind of making me do it.
Some slug with like two broken knees.
Can't wait to get the fuck out of here.
And just like the quality of life. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that.
Yeah.
If I can help it.
Yeah. It'll definitely accelerate on you as the years go by.
Yeah.
It's like decades and it's like every 5 years and then it becomes like every other year.
Yeah.
It's just kind of right. Deterioration. Just, oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm inspired by Tom Brady randomly just to go. Tom Brady is roughly, I think he's a year older than me. He's right around, and
You guys are in the same shape.
We're in the same shape. I actually do make that joke with my son Kite all the time. He's like, well, Tom Brady. I'm like, I know. I'm like, yeah, we got different opportunities. Right. You fucking put me in Tampa Bay, of course, in that offense, right. With that offensive line, yeah, I'm going to throw for 4,500 yards.
Duh. I figured Tom Brady in your house jumping up your steps. Just like, you get to the top, you're grabbing the carpet, and he just goes, boing, like Mario jumps, just boop, all the way up.
I picture me starting to get winded going up my steps, and then Tom Brady running behind me, throwing me over his shoulder.
Let's go, Danny Boy!
Going up and down the steps, fucking 15 times, throwing me in a chair, and then just be like, so what do you want to do now? Like, not even out of breath, even a little bit.
Good warm up.
No, now, are you ready for a workout? I was hoping we could kind of get a workout in today.
I was hoping we could eat popcorn and watch this movie. No, bye-bye.
From being uncomfortable on his shoulder, I'm out of breath. Yeah. Sorry, man, I just kind of got worn out. If you carry me up and down those stairs.
Exactly. All right, let's get into the show. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at IsBeDumb. Mm-hmm. You want to send in the segment content, do that at dumb@isbedumb.com. All other questions or concerns, info@isbedumb.com.
And you're Joe, and I'm Dan.
Oh, what?
And you're Barney, and I'm Fred.
Still?
Still.
Holy shit.
That's what the internet says.
Yeah. Oh, God. Do they ever. Merch. Go buy that stuff. And we saw a bunch of happy faces for Christmas of people gifting IsBeDumb merch. So thank you very much. You can find that at badmagicmerch.com or IsBeDumb.com. I know. And if you have any questions about the merch, like you didn't get the wedding dress you wanted.
Right,
we have an IsBeDumb wedding dress in there, don't we? Not yet.
Not yet.
You'd be dumb to fucking buy it. But if you have any questions, store@badmagicproductions.com. Let's address the lamp in the room.
Mm-hmm.
See that?
Yep.
That's a tiny little version sent our way by Amy Rice.
Oh, thank you so much, Amy.
Because we were talking about that. We're talking about a Christmas story.
Mm-hmm.
And
it makes me flash in the scene when the dad is so fucking happy.
Over the moon.
Overjoyed. It's the greatest thing he's ever received in his life. It's this lamp with the fishnet stockings. Mm-hmm. And then the mom's face when she sees it, just horror. Just like, what are you trying to put in my house?
Uh-huh. You think your fishnet fetish kind of started with that?
It might have.
Man.
I do love...
Sparked it. It's a saucy stilt.
It's a saucy little leg there.
Yeah.
It's weird how your brain works. Like, I don't know why fishnet stockings are so sexy. It's kind of like boots and a skirt, the way it's framed.
Yeah.
And it can be a variety. It can be like the classic, like black mini skirt and then like the black leather kind of pump boots. Or it can just be your basic cowboy boots with like a long kind of floral. I fucking love it.
You see me? I love it. Then you see me? Mm-hmm. You don't? Like that kind of framing?
I love how it's framed. Yeah.
Fill in the gaps.
Yep.
Yeah, so thank you very much, Amy.
Thanks, Amy.
And it's decorating our faces nicely. The studio looks better with it already.
It does. It does.
All right. Well, before we get into the show, we got to warm ourselves up.
Yeah.
And we'll do that with the very super most important starting question.
The very super most important starting question.
This was sent in by Dummy Sydney. Mm-hmm. And it's a pretty fun one to entertain in the brain.
Okay.
Would you rather only be able to communicate with farts via Morse code? So only that. Or every time you open your mouth, a loud sexual moan would come out before you could speak.
Oh, this is quite the image here.
What a fun character.
You can both, what a fun character.
Both are very embarrassing.
Right.
There's certain places that would be, I think about, I don't know, like introducing, first time you've met like the other's family.
Right.
They go, hi, you know, thank you for coming in.
Oh,
yeah, fuck. Mm. It's nice to meet you.
Hey, nice to see you.
Thanks for having me over. What'd you say? Oh, fuck. Yeah, no, I'm happy to be here. How long have you guys been dating? Yeah. Like 3 months or so. But the fart thing, like everyone has to, right. First of all, you might as well just not talk unless you, like everyone around you suddenly understands Morse code.
That's the thing I was thinking of immediately. It's like nobody knows Morse. The only people who could understand you would be like random troops of Boy Scouts and a few Scout leaders.
I mean, this isn't funny.
Right.
But you'd be just trying to talk and you just would kick off some huge PTSD and some dude is just hanging out by you. Like he's like, fuck it, you didn't know.
Right.
But in his head, like that's it. You just triggered him.
And in all likelihood of a elderly.
Yes.
Kind of like a World War like one.
Exactly. That's
you. Yeah. If you're in front of one of the last remaining World War II veterans who's still alive, and then you try to speak to them, you're mm-hmm. going to set off PTSD that they haven't experienced over 50 years.
Good for you. Nice work.
Over 70 years.
I can't even fart that fast.
Right.
But if I could.
And And I guess it has to be the short and the long ones. So we...
M.
It would be the longest.
It's in order. You do all that and he goes, H. A. Got it.
And you're just like, I just picture you just, you're so frustrated. Like you're just standing there. You're just like,
fuck. But you have to,
it takes
you have
to so long. You, can't...
you have to show your sigh. Your fart has to be a sigh.
Oh my God. Meow. I mean, disruptive as it was, as it would be, I would have to pick the sexual moan because then I could at least communicate and then you can at least disclaim it. Because can you pull up the exact wording again?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. It's every would come out before you could speak. Okay.
Yeah.
So I picture like in this conversation, you sexual moan. But then you have a chance to disclaim it. I'm so sorry. I would carry around a card. I have this medical condition that requires – I have to sexual moan every time. And no one – even if they don't fucking believe you, you're a crazy person.
Still,
you can still get through it.
Mm-hmm.
But like the farting thing, it just makes communication almost impossible. Like, and I know I pick the moaning because if I had to curse an enemy with one of those two, 100% fart, Morse code. I would love to watch somebody else struggle with that.
Like, please, like, just funny, like, just don't hit me. But you have to spell it all out. What the fuck? What? More aggressive.
Oh my God. I picture like a carjacking, like some really intense situation. Because you're not even worried about someone trying to understand it, but you're just like somebody opens the door. Get the fuck out of the car! Get the fuck out of the car! Just like so many farts and ripping out of you.
I flipped it where the guy's sitting in the driver's seat and he looks, it's a huge ass like boom, like bumps into the window and you look over to the butthole.
The carjacker is the Morse code person? And then just like showing his shoulders, just, like, huh? Come
just
on.
Just right into your face, but like through the window.
The most frustrated criminal, like a bank robber or something, like running up to the teller.
Put the money in the bag.
What are you doing? Just making all these with gesticulating. Come on.
Get the security officer over here. Just like get this crazy guy out of here.
And to try to counteract that, I mean, I guess if there was kind of a loophole, if you could like hold up like a paper, like give me all your money or whatever. Yeah. But then you'd have to bring so many fucking papers. So then I just picture that, like, because you don't know exactly what things they're going to come back with. So you have like your top five. So you just have this huge sheet. This is the most frustrated bank robber.
And you just have to fart the number that corresponds to the, right, the phrase right on the sheet.
You hold up the thing of like, give me all your money. And then the person's like, I'm sorry. Like, we don't have, you know, I have to go through the security. And then he has to like flip through the pages and try and find like, well, go talk to the branch manager. And then it's like, well, the branch manager's actually on vacation. And this frustrated series of farts and just, God damn it, flipping through papers.
A bank robber with the sexual moan is funny, though, too. Oh, fuck. Put your money in the fucking bag!
Because the person's focusing on the, wait a minute, did he just sexually moan to start? What was that about?
You have to start with the sexual, and right, then you can get into whatever tone you want to. Right. Go fuck yourself!
And I would love it, every new person you have to talk to, you know, mm-hmm, in that situation, you have to start with a sexual moan for each individual conversation.
That's what I was thinking. Right? Like, it's just, you can't start the day with a sexual moan and then
no, then
speak
you're done
all day.
Yeah. So you moan the first person, put the fucking money in the bag! And then someone else like, oh my God, what's going on? I fucking get down on the floor! And then some other lady's like, I have asthma! I don't fucking care, bitch! You gotta fuck! Like, it's just crazy back and forth of moaning and demands.
I just because my brain can't wrap my head around the Morse code butt situation.
Yeah.
But it is fun.
It's fun.
I guess I'm gonna have to go with the sexual moan just because I at least I can understand what's happening.
Right, annoying.
I've never seen a butthole just do that and I don't know what to do. It's like a swelly starfish at a rapid pace. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, what it even looks like. But me too. Sexual moan, not the fart Morse code, which is hilarious to imagine the frustration.
Both of them together on the same human. What a curse.
Oh, my.
If I have a chance to curse somebody, like I get a genie lamp and I curse you with only being able to talk with Morse code, but also sexual moan. So you're going to go,
and then fart out your code. That's a terrible duo
combination.
I was picturing those two people separate as like roommates out in some cabin.
Yeah.
You know, like, so the one person has time to develop an understanding of Morse code.
Yeah.
And then just their conversations. Oh, no, I think you're doing a good job. I mean, the garden looks great and everything. And then. Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. No, I guess it wouldn't even be that. Thank you very much.
Right. All right, so sexual moan.
Okay, sexual moan it is.
Thanks, Sydney. We're going to dive into my past a little bit with this week's Is We Dumb?
When you're stuck on fart, I'm stuck on Brad, our falling down guy,
right.
Also having to sexual moan. Because there'd be so many preposterous sounds coming out of him. Just like, oh, do you mind if you help me pick up? Which is.
Fortunately for Brad, the one thing he has going for him
right.
is that the sexual moan also sounds like when he's falling. He's like, oh. It's just like.
One rolls into the next. Maybe.
No one even notice. Good for him.
Maybe a quick little help me in the middle. Like, can you grab me? Something? Can you help me? Can you help me?
Oh, no. All right. So let's take a look at something dumb that I just recently remembered.
Okay.
My daughter, Pepper, getting older.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's moved out. She's not sharing a room with her brother anymore. And, she's getting all situated in her room.
Yeah.
And then just the other night, I found the window in her room was, like, randomly unlocked. Now, okay. I'm not worried that she's, like, sneaking out or anything
right,
like that.
Right,
more where I was like, why is it unlocked? I'm guessing it was open, it was hot, and they're letting cold air in, and then she just forgot to lock it.
Yeah.
But I remember I checked that, and I flipped it, and it reminded me of growing up. And me, there's no way it's just small town shit, but I'm right. guessing it's more small town. You wouldn't, like, go to a city and, like, try to sneak a girl out of her window of an apartment complex. Like, that's probably a little not. It's a little extreme. Like, sneak her down the
maybe
fire
first
escape.
Floor.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe
not
first
13th,
floor.
14th.
Right. Come on down.
Come on. I'll like get a, you. I'll get you.
It's a rope.
I can see some.
That's why you do the gym thing. The gym rope thing.
Right.
So you can get out of your apartment complex on a rope.
I do picture some, many a teenager being so horny, though, where they're just like, come on, you'll be fine.
Just jump.
I'll get you.
You and your buddy have like a sheet. Go.
Come on.
I've seen it in the movies. Paint a little target on it.
Tom. Fucking jump, Trish. I got you.
Splat.
It's 70 feet.
Damn it.
Come on.
Just dead. Do what I want to do tonight. No, but she's getting older, so it reminded me of trying to sneak girls out of houses. And I have gotten caught, actually, on multiple occasions doing this.
Okay.
But this one in particular, me and my buddy, we were going over to her house,
mm-hmm.
and she's on the second floor.
Okay.
So we grabbed a ladder, and we brought it to the house. Like, uh-huh. you know, we can still talk on the phone.
Sure.
And we took it, and we put it up on the window.
Yeah.
So that she could climb out and then come down and go to party with us.
Okay.
So we did that. Then we took the ladder down, uh-huh. and we put it, like, off to the side because we're going to have to get her back in,
yeah.
you know, later that night. All went as planned. It was a lot of fun. Partied it up. Then went to get her back in and put the ladder up.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say that we were drunk, but we were hammered. And we got her up there, and she got in. And then us, being the smart people we are, we just left the fucking ladder pointed up to her window.
Okay, so.
But to our credit.
A little bit of evidence.
We thought we heard something.
Okay.
So we all kind of had like a panic.
Yeah.
But after that, you got to go back and still get the fucking ladder.
But you're drunk, so you didn't.
So you didn't. And the dad comes. And so she has to confess because she's like, well, why is there a fucking ladder?
Right, right.
There's no way out of it. So then I get called. We borrowed it from my buddy's house. And then his dad's pissed and we took the fucking ladder. And then he's like, didn't bring it back that night. And he needed it for something the next day. Like, it was a total shit
Everyone's
show.
Everyone's mad at you.
Whole shit show. I couldn't even cover our tracks. Just bring the fucking ladder with you. Number one. Another time we got caught. This was more. This is more sneaky, but now I know.
Okay.
But it snowed, and then actually probably the same friend that we were sneaking out, a different girl.
Yeah.
Probably a year later.
Yeah.
And it snowed, and we just walked up and then helped her get out of her house, out of her window, off like a little thing, and then onto a carport, and then down.
Okay.
And then everything went as planned, and we drove her back, and then we forgot that snow leaves footprints, and her dad was out in the morning, just saw a bunch of fucking footprints
under
go right
his daughter's
up,
window.
Right up to her fucking window with her tiny little feet following out to a car tracks. It's like, yeah, where'd you go?
He didn't have to be a master tracker to put that all together.
No. We didn't get caught. They got caught. And then they had to rat us out.
Right. So you got caught through them each time. Oh, man.
But it's totally our fault.
And now are you worried about, like, are you picturing having to deal with, like, boys in the future with Pepper now?
That's what I'm – that's just reminding me about that. Is like, I was doing that. I was sneaking out.
Does that still happen now? I'm sure it does.
From that perspective, that's terrible. I hate it now.
Ugh.
Can you imagine being that dad?
Oh, I would want to be the dad. I mean, in a perfect situation, the boy goes up to, like, crawls up the ladder. And then, like, when he looks back down, somehow I've snuck out and I'm fucking holding the ladder. He's like, what's up, bro?
What's up?
What are you doing up there?
It'd be crazy if this thing fell over, huh?
Man, you fucking really probably break some bones.
Whoa.
If I just, you know, just shook this ladder a little harder. That'd just suck.
Anyway, come on down whenever you feel like it.
Fuck. Anyway, I'm going to sneak in and reload my gun. Right. And that should give you enough time to run out of here.
I was just cleaning my gun. You got me in a good time.
How weird. I was cleaning my gun. I just finished sharpening my knife. Right. And then there was a guy.
Oh, just look at this.
It's laddering like up to my daughter's window.
IED. Hey, check this out. Right. I'm going to put this right here. Beep. Like, set a little bomb. Bye.
Little time bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah, this thing's supposed to blow up in 15 seconds. I don't know. Anyway. Might be a little bit less. Might be a little bit more.
Bye, Joe. God damn it.
I only snuck out for a party one time and I got caught. It was so annoying. Riggins is so tiny.
Yeah.
That I snuck out in junior high a bunch. Not with girls. I'm trying to think if we ever had girls with us. We did sneak over to one girl's house, sort of like that. And I don't even think she came with us. I think we talked to her through the window or whatever. Yeah. And then there was like no party to go to. Like there were parties in Riggins for sure. Sometimes way up the river, but like usually like one. It was just Riggins is so tiny.
Yeah.
Everybody knew everything.
And I think just to backtrack quickly.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it, the sneaking out thing, it was because everyone had a landline at that time. We didn't all have fucking cell phones
yet. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you just set it up.
Right.
And then you just went and you did it.
Yeah,
like, if you could probably just talk to them all night, I don't know, maybe you wouldn't be fucking sneaking them out. So I'm not even sure it's something that kids still do.
In the same
way? I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember the one time I snuck out of that party, it was a thing, too, where it was like, at midnight,
exactly.
this fucking van will be parked like one block down the street. Mm-hmm. You sneak out, you made it, and all that worked out fine.
Yep.
And then I went to the party, and basically, like, the party group were in Riggins, all their parents were cool with them partying.
Okay.
Because everybody always got caught. Right. There was no way to sneak it.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's hard to even, like, for people who don't live in a really, really tiny, isolated town, how crazy it is where if – and in our town, also, one main road.
Right.
There's no, like, side streets. So all you have to do is drive down the road, and you can see 80% of the homes. And if there's five cars in front of one house, there's fucking nothing for anybody to do there.
Why is half the town at this house?
That was – there was so many – old, like, I remember my great-grandma was this person on her street.
Right.
Is she just fucking, like, was the neighborhood scout. She never left the house.
Uh-huh.
And for the last, like, 15 years of her life, it would be stuff like, why isn't Lois back? Usually she only leaves for 45 minutes for lunch.
Right.
She's been gone an hour. Where is she at?
It only takes her 15 minutes to hit the post office and swing by Doug's house.
Right, exactly. She knew her schedule. I mean, she only goes to have lunch at Cattleman's on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
And there's no way. I mean, Susan owns it, and she's pretty quick with getting the food out.
Right.
She should be back by 12:45. But it was like truly like that level. And so
and Susan calls her if her meat's not in.
Right.
Like just like yep. weird connections. Like, I know that.
We used to joke that like if you did something and then you raced across town, the rumor would beat you because people would be on their phones talking. And there was this thing where if all of a sudden six cars were at Jenny Beto's house.
Like, I like six cows though, too.
Six cows, exactly. But Jenny Beto was one of the party houses.
Whoa! Man, fuck's going on over here?
Her house was right in front, like almost all of them on the highway.
Uh-huh.
And everybody knew everybody's vehicles. So like any parent driving by, you'd be like, well, there's Johnny Pottinger, there's Joel Ravenscraft, there's fucking Kim Dowdy.
Yeah.
Like boom, 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 all the cars.
Yep.
And so I went out one time, and then the next day I worked at the grocery store my mom also worked at. And she was like, well, how was that party at blah, blah, blah's house last night? And I was like, God damn it. And I didn't even do anything. I didn't get drunk. And I was like, fuck.
You just made an appearance.
Just made an appearance.
Can't stay long, guys. I might get in trouble. Bye. Like, that's the how long. God damn it. Like, that's how long you were there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Good times. So I'm living vicariously through your story. They sound very fun,
but
I didn't experience them.
Yeah, medium fun. I don't know. Just normal bullshit in Sun Valley that we just always do. I don't know. All right, we're going to get off the Dumb Dumb Idiots now. You ready?
I'm ready.
This first one is pretty fun, so let's ring it up here.
Dumb. Dumb, dumb. Dumb. Dumb, dumb. Idiot.
Hey, Zach.
Yes?
Just wanted to say hi, bro.
In a nice, calm voice.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
That was nice. That was friendly.
I only yell at you, and I don't want to
know. Happy New Year.
Thank you, man. Happy New Year, bro.
Happy New Year.
All right. So I don't know how this snuck through the cracks.
Okay.
But 190,000 ceiling fans are recalled because the blades detach and fly up. Now, I'm not in manufacturing.
Uh-huh.
But something tells me that if you're going to make a fucking ceiling fan, and you're gonna sell it in a giant store like Home Depot.
Priority number one.
Maybe the fucking fan blade shouldn't fly off and hit people and stab through walls. I mean, am I wrong here?
No, you're not wrong. That's amazing.
So, king of fans.
Sorry, before you go into this, go ahead. I feel like top priorities: make sure that blades don't fly off,
right,
and make sure that blades don't have like razor sharp edges.
Right.
Like, oh man, you know, everything that's about this fan is great, but we just forgot to check the sharpness right, and the detachability, and it turns out the fan blades are like fucking flying razors,
right,
and they've cut numerous people's fingers off.
Like, and the only way it'd be worse is if when the blades flew off, it caught on fire. Like, that's just like the way that it went.
It somehow got through quality control. Like, I just
sell it, ship it.
I just picture some really sweaty, frantic dude running in the president's office. Really bad news. You know all those 200,000 fans we just sent out? The blades fly off. They are razor sharp, and most of them explode. How did you fucking miss that?
I don't know. We plugged it in. We plugged one in, and it worked fine. I don't know.
We forgot to plug it in and test it.
We plugged in one and sent. Production. So, King of Fans, not so much, eh? That's a funny
King
name
of
now.
Fans.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida-based company that makes the 54-inch Mara ceiling fans announced the recall on Wednesday after receiving 47 reports of blades detaching. According to a statement from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, the fans have been sold at Home Depot, across the entire nation.
It's a big blade.
It hits people. It hits walls and property damage. That's really all you have to know about this.
Has anyone gotten severely injured?
No. No one's got really, really hurt, but it has hit and hurt some people.
Can you imagine if that's how your dad died?
That'd be the worst.
And you have to fucking carry that story the rest of your life?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Hold on. Your dad passed away when he was young. Was it a heart attack?
No.
It was a kick his music.
Of course you can. I was on my way.
It was a fan. You know,
was he a celebrity?
No, it wasn't it wasn't a fan of him. It was a 54-inch ceiling fan from Home Depot. And he was watching the Brown Steelers wild card game. And he was swinging the terrible towel. And he was swinging and the fan was spinning and everything was perfect. And then it wasn't. And the fan cut his fucking head off.
Did he stick his head up into the fan, though?
No. No, it shot off like a fucking goddamn boomerang, but one that never came back.
It's the boom.
It's a boom. It's a sharp boom. That would be so ridiculous.
I know, it'd be so bad. This wouldn't be fair.
No,
there's weird, spontaneous ways to die that all suck, and you're like, what? Yeah. What are the odds? Like, you get hit by a meteor. Like, God damn it. Like, I know that. I'm pretty sure that's happened. Hasn't somebody got hit like a fucking space rock?
I don't know. Like, so many little ones do come down. I think about that too.
Yeah.
I want to I'm making a note actually, we're on the same page here. Like, dumb ways people have died. Right. Or maybe just freak ways.
Yeah,
I guess.
Freak ways.
Like the Darwin
Award.
Not
as common. Yeah.
No, I guess it's not exactly a Darwin Award. It's not at all because you didn't do anything.
Yeah.
But I wonder what is the craziest, the odds are so low this could have ever happened, but it did, and the person got killed.
Right. We'll investigate, and we'll get back to you. But it did make me wonder about bigger – excuse me. Oh, fuck. Made me wonder about bigger recalls in history.
Oh,
and the Takata airbags, they can still be found in about 500,000 cars around Australia. The defective airbags were applied to about 20 manufacturers globally. You got Honda, Nissan, Volkswagen. I mean, they're all there, right?
Tell me they're way too powerful.
It gets better.
Okay.
Most of the cars affected by the Takata airbags defect were manufactured between 2000 and 2015. And it goes on to say that these airbags to date have killed 23 people.
What?
Because they fucking explode.
What?
they've injured 300. They're airbags.
They've killed 23 people.
That just turn into a bomb. You get a honk. It's not funny, but I picture a little fender bender. Like, oops.
That's exactly what I was picturing.
You bumped a shopping cart, ran into your car, boom! Fuck! And you don't have a head anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was picturing in the movie scene of just some guy, he gets a minor fender bender, just somebody smashes the back. He's like, ah, shit, goddamn it. And then, and then you just see his head literally shoot through his fucking window.
Quick, arms, legs, out every sort of window that's possible. His legs Flintstone through the bottom. Just boom!
I picture the view of the person who hit him. Where at first shit. You feel bad, a little bit of fender damage. And then you just hear a pop. And then you glass breaking, and you see their fucking head shoot out through the past, like through the driver's side window.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Holy shit!
Did not expect that.
And as you probably could have imagined,
yeah,
it was too big of a disaster for them to recover from. And Takata filed for bankruptcy back in 2017. You cannot have exploding airbags, and then its directors are faced with criminal charges. As how did that pass inspection? So I just thought that was I'm not in the manufacturing. I can see how you can make a product, and then something could be wrong with it, like down the road.
Yeah,
like a kid's thing. Like, oh, if the kid drops it and it fucking breaks, and they can choke on this piece.
Sure,
like, you get a pass in that light.
Sure,
but if you ever have a ceiling fan that launches fan blades off, that's pretty dumb.
And did you say the airbag thing took place in Australia?
Yeah. Well, it's in their company was in Australia.
Okay, the company's in
but
Australia,
but it's applied to worldwide. All of them, 20 different manufacturers and a lot of big ones.
And I was picturing that the guy who worked for the airbag place, like quality control in Australia,
yeah,
like he fucking they lose everything. Like his career is absolutely destroyed.
Yes.
He fucking moves to Florida. He rebuilds his life. Mm-hmm. He starts off a new quality control career at the fucking fan place. Fucking twice?
No!
Come on!
But it was his call both times. Right. The fan company felt bad, hired him, and then he was the he fucked it up twice. God damn it.
God, what are the odds?
You could have 10,000 perfect fans, but you have one launch some goddamn fan blades and you lose your job.
I would love it if whoever got in trouble has that attitude too. Like, come on, what? No one cares about batting average?
Four people have died.
Almost none of my fan blades have shot off like projectiles and cut people's fucking jugular veins.
Exactly.
Almost none. Oh, four times. How many people get hurt in traffic accidents? What, are we gonna get rid of all cars? Right. We get rid of driving? Come on.
I love that argument.
Just making these stupid analogies. Oh, so my exploding airbags have fucking killed 23 whoever's, 23 people. Oh, okay. But how many have they saved? What? Right. Oh, so some guy in baseball, he hits 400 and he's the greatest goddamn player who ever lived.
Right.
Oh, he gets put on a fucking pedestal. I bat like 99, whatever.
0.8.
I'm a 998 and I'm the worst fucking quality control person in history.
Exactly. This super bum can't understand it. Fine, I'll go.
Well, fine, okay.
Fuck this place.
You don't need to fire me. I quit. If you're gonna be that nitpicky,
right,
about my fan airbag work.
This next story dives into traditions.
Okay.
Yay! And we talked a little bit off off camera. It's about tradition in general.
Yes.
Because I wanted to wet your whistle. I wanted to lube your hole.
Okay.
Fisherman. And this is no white on wedding day if you're not pure. Now, I know we've heard about this.
Oh, yeah.
But it comes to a certain point where it just shouldn't maybe be taking place anymore.
Right.
So this guy tells his fiance that she can't wear white at their wedding because, in his words, she's not pure. When she got upset, he took to Reddit in surprise to ask users why.
This guy's an idiot.
I know. The man is from a very religious family with strict traditions. He was able to convince her not to wear white, but has been slammed as being controlling.
Yeah.
Good. The unidentified male is 32 years old and comes from a very strict family. It's against his family's wishes for her to wear white.
My God.
So me and my soon-to-be wife are planning to get married in a few months, he said. It goes on to say that, can't wear white on the wedding day.
Uh-huh.
My family knows my soon-to-be wife wasn't a virgin when I met her because my mom asked me when I started dating her if she was pure. Now, I was honest and told her she had boyfriends before she met me. He continued. And when he said to his fiance, she was understandably upset about all this.
Yeah.
My wife was really upset when I asked her if she could wear a colored dress on our wedding day, and she agreed. Get glittery blue dress instead. She's not happy about it. And she's now having second thoughts.
Yeah, she should be. Run from this guy.
And the man is confused by this and the post on Reddit, but, users quickly tell him off. One who just said, this is sick, and I can't believe your girlfriend stayed with you after this.
Yep.
Another explained, this is not a Christian tradition, nor is it modern tradition. This is no Christian color for virginity and marriage or anything else. Biblical unmarried virgin women wore multicolored robes. And it just goes on and on for, lacing into this guy for making her wear a colored dress because she had sex.
Right. There's no, so many of our traditions now, it's funny. I was thinking about this with Christmas recently.
Yeah.
Weird
shit.
Yeah. When people say Jesus is the reason for the season, it's like, that's fine for you, but actually no. Like actually it goes back to like a pagan winter solstice. It's like, people just forget. Like the whole presence and everything, that actually presence under the tree, that only goes back a couple hundred years. And this, I love knowing that this, because I always actually thought that the white dress came out of some, you know, long held Christian tradition. Nope. Biblical people wore different colored dresses. And even if that like is the tradition, I don't know, or used to be the tradition, it's weird to me when people hold on to select things like that and get very like, well, that's the tradition. Yeah, it was also the tradition to be a fucking slave owner. Right. Are you gonna try and keep that one going?
You bring it back?
Fucking idiot. Yeah. It's like, no, we should let like a lot of these traditions were created by people who lived a long time ago and were super fucking dumb compared to today.
I just pictured the parents showing up at the wedding, like, and like small talk happens. Like, right. Whoa, you can vote? When the fuck are you allowed to vote?
That's crazy. The tradition is for women, not to be able to vote.
What the fuck?
Wait, you have a job? That's not the tradition.
What's going on around here?
Barefoot and pregnant. That's the tradition as I understand it. What are you doing here?
Well, I'm going home.
Anyway, I guess this world's going to shit. I just can't believe that this guy had the fucking balls.
I know.
It's like, wait, let me get this straight. So you are going to marry her.
Uh-huh.
You want to marry her, but then you want to scarlet letter her at her own fucking wedding, you piece of shit.
Right.
That's insane, and his family sounds like they suck.
Yeah, and I guess not to his defense, but a little bit.
Yeah,
he was that sheltered that he thought he was going to have a winning argument on fucking Reddit.
What a moron!
We just better bring this zone in here. Find some people like minded like me on Reddit.
It's just so weird to like
nothing bad goes on in here.
Even if it's just like what a weird thing where it's like, oh, talk about that as a couple, and if she's not comfortable, then protect your wife.
Yeah,
like if she doesn't want that out there, it just
punch your dad in the fucking face.
Right. What a weird thing. I picture him at the wedding, like having the whitest of white suits and just being the biggest fucking dork ever. I'm a virgin. I'm a virgin, but she's not gonna marry my slut wife today.
Slut.
Like, what are you doing?
Okay, honey. My dad said he's fine with me marrying you. You got to wear the sparkly blue dress, and I have to tape the word slut on your back. Right. I don't know.
My dad said, and I quote, fine, fucking hitch up with a slut. Right. But here's the thing.
He gives her a hat. It's a giant dildo hat. Just like, you have to wear this. I don't know. You know what my dad gets?
Right. You know my dad Come gets on. This stuff. Listen, good news.
Here, and put this on. It's a strap on. Yeah, okay. I don't know. It's tradition. My family's been doing this for decades.
My parents are going to pay for the wedding, so that's the good news. The bad news is they want to start the wedding with a cheer of, bring out the slut, bring out the slut.
Burn the slut.
And then you have to come out with a necklace of dicks. And then they're going to throw stuff at you.
Yeah.
But then
most stones.
They're going to throw stones at you.
They're going to stone you.
You're going to be stoned.
But we're not going to let you kill you.
But not to death. We're not crazy. We're going to stone the sin out of you. Right. And then you'll be kind of purified again for the wedding.
And here's your white dress covered in blood. I love you. But this did make me look up. So that's okay.
I can get it out of my system.
Okay.
Now I just picture the official, like, per the parents' instructions. Do you sluts. Take this man. Right. Like, they just keep. Would you stop doing that?
You may now kiss the whore.
You may now kiss the whore. I fucked 7 guys. Come on!
I'm 36 years old!
That's nothing! I'm practically a virgin by 2021 standards.
Right. But looking at that, it did make me look up other strange traditions that happen across the globe, and I found this gem that I did not know that happens. It's called Mari Lloyd, and it's in Wales. So Welsh people have always had a reputation for being a little bit out there.
Okay.
And this certain reputation is enhanced by this strong Christmas tradition. So Mari Lloyd is the name given to a decorated horse's skull.
Okay.
As if solitary, you know, decorated horse skulls weren't terrifying enough, the skull is placed upon a broomstick and covered in a sheet with bells hanging from the skull.
Uh-huh.
The sinister figure is then taken door to door as a gesture of challenging groups in a singing contest.
Okay.
And it's tradition traced back to the 19th century, but nobody dares ask how it actually started. And I have a picture of these things that people put out. Zach.
Zach, bring out the fuck! Whoa.
Got it.
That is scary.
Look at this shit. and just carrying that around, like, let's go, come on, let's go sing.
So
I don't need Welsh songs. Roadside, I'd sing them, but I don't know.
Either.
Jingle bells, you think the whole family dancing around with this fucking thing?
How did that start?
I don't know. It sounds like a drunk dude
who
just in the street. Come on, we're singing.
Like
what is that? Is that a horse head? I got bells on it.
A drunk dude passed out just and woke up next to in the middle of the night next to a horse's head.
Right.
And then he starts to amuse himself. He starts making the horse mouth move.
Oh, here you go.
jolly good fellow. Oh, he's a jolly good fellow.
It's a song I was going to sing first. I was like, oh, I don't know any Welsh songs.
And then he's like, Larry needs to hear this. And then fucking banging on his door at 3 in the morning.
Come on, sing it.
For he's a jolly good fellow.
Come on.
Look at my horse head.
And he was out with him earlier. So he's like, oh, come on. And that now the two of them are
going. We got to get Tom.
It's just like the funniest fucking tradition.
That is hilarious.
And then just pitching this to kids.
Like, come on, kid, get your horse's head.
Get your horse's head on the broomstick.
Put the belt on the horse head. We got to do some singing. Bad news, your horse died. Right. Good news is, new horse head for songs.
Right.
Put it in the boiling pot.
Mari Lloyd's going to be lit.
I love it.
Yeah, those are some dumb things I found.
Those are great.
Not the dumbest, though.
Okay.
You know what that is?
Is it Apocalypse Bending?
It is.
Okay.
Let's do it. We're going to watch a video.
Okay.
And this has been definitely around for a long time. It's been,
okay.
I don't even know how far it goes back, but I remember seeing this like maybe even 10 years ago.
Okay.
But it was sent in by Dummy Ben, and the exact origin of the cheese rolling isn't known, but it's believed that it started back in the early 1800s. Some say the tradition goes as far back as ancient Romans, who used to have a fort on Cooper's Hill, who were credited as the first people to send objects hurling down its steep slope. So no one has ever been killed at the cheese roll. There's legend about a runner dropping dead at the end of a race centuries ago, but no one has any proof of that. Runners aren't the only ones at risk. Bystanders have also been hurt by out-of-control runners, but more often by the bouncing fucking cheese wheel. And I mean, if there is any hope that you have not seen this yet...
Okay, I've not.
Are you sure?
Nope, I this does not. What the
okay,
fuck?
So
nope.
As it is right now, they roll a cheese wheel down the hill,
uh-huh.
And then everybody has to chase it as fast as they fucking can.
Okay, and whoever catches it,
whoever
wins?
Gets to the bottom first,
it gets the cheese wheel. Right. Okay, got it.
And then it doesn't go well.
Oh man, it doesn't look.
Remember the part where I said that no one has died so far,
right?
To tell me how no one's fucking died.
Oh, ow! This guy, holy shit! He is bouncing so hard down this hill.
Oh, it's nothing.
How is he still running?
Oh, it's just getting going, man. I'm so excited.
Oh my God! How has he not broken his neck? Okay,
here's
this lady.
Boom!
There goes your fucking tailbone, broken, and yeah, now some vertebrae are cracked.
Look at this shit.
And she somehow hasn't broken her arms.
Nope.
Oh, she's back on her feet.
Yep.
She's back on her. They must check this hill for. Oh my God! How is her neck not broken? Her neck should have been broken in all four of those weird flips.
She's not.
And she's still flipping. And she's smiling.
Good for her.
How drunk are these people?
I don't know, dude. It gets so bad though,
dude. This is beautiful. I love that they set opera music to it.
He's out. He's okay. Knocked out. That makes me sad.
Oh, no. He's completely unconscious.
He's out. He's just...
He rolled at least 10 times unconscious. Oh, my God. That guy is, oh my God! He has flipped like what, 8 times? 10 times? Like, bouncing on his fucking head.
These are head to head flips for everybody that can't see it.
Yeah, these are like, these are people, okay, these are full grown people.
If you were in a head on car accident, yeah. And you flew out of the front of the fucking windshield on the highway.
Yes.
It would kind of look like this.
Yeah, just picture like
just pow!
Grassy, you know, hopefully soft dirt hill.
Looks lumpy.
Yeah. Very steep. You are running down this hill with a bunch of people as fast as you can.
Yep.
And then when people, the momentum, when they fall, they are doing like no joke, 10 straight flips down the hill.
Yeah.
Like bouncing on shoulders and necks.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable no one's died. It's unbelievable that people don't die every single time they do this.
I know. Can we watch a little bit more?
A little bit more.
Okay.
That is
just for the reaction.
Ridiculous.
Just for the reaction. I love watching you fucking see. There's a cheese wheel.
Oh, there's a cheese wheel.
You see it?
Yep. I saw it. Oh my God! They're catching so much air off their own bodies. Oh, just face hits. Why is this dude in a Speedo?
Just a Speedo. This guy's doing well.
And okay. He's rolling at least. Mm-hmm. He's rolling, getting some momentum. At least he's doing like a controlled, somewhat role.
Right.
This guy not.
This is the worst.
Oh,
dude.
That guy had to have broken his arm.
Yeah. Look at this guy, dude.
Oh man.
Oh, it's so bad.
Oh my God, they're bouncing. That one guy with the orange. That's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. He's not dead.
It's like he's doing cartwheels.
Yeah.
But he's just not using any other parts of his body.
That's like some Tom and Jerry shit. Yeah. Where like they did the crazy slapstick, like getting smashed in the face with like frying pans. And it's like, yeah. They survive because they're only cartoons.
Yeah, exactly.
These are like human cartoons.
I'm so happy you haven't seen that before.
The Welsh, they're the fucking toughest people on earth.
Right. Well, the cheese bell's from the UK.
Oh, okay. But wait, you said Wales, right? Welsh? Oh, no, that was the
last story. That was the crazy.
This is the UK.
Horse head. They could, I mean, fuck it. Why not?
The English.
I want to see a dude flying down the hill with that horse head. At a singing contest.
Even though this is not Welsh, I don't know why my brain went, well, I will walk 500 miles. I will walk 500. Just flipping down the hill. I think that's an Australian band.
I'll take it. We'll post this video up. You have to see it if you haven't.
It's
even
so
if
great.
You have, and it's been a while, go back and watch this. It'll be posted up in the episode description.
Yes.
Let's move on to One Star Heroes. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Esta.
I get no respect in real life. Always am upset. So I let them know I hate them on the internet.
Yeah.
Now, I don't have the name for who's in this. Somebody sent my wife, Lindsay, through the Scared to Death emails, a recommendation for our show.
Okay.
And they said that...
What the fuck are they doing?
They said, did you know that caskets are on Amazon?
Okay.
They just thought that was such a ridiculous thing to be able to buy from Amazon. You can order a funeral casket.
Can you get it in 2 days?
You can.
Oh.
They have prime shipping on funeral caskets.
You're super sick or like you're like, I don't have a good feeling about Thursday. Better get that casket.
I know. That's what I'm thinking is like, I mean... I know that when somebody dies, but like the funeral home, I guess it's just to save money instead of buying the casket from the funeral home.
Probably.
Because we just buried my grandpa, and it's like he died like COVID, holidays, Wednesday, small town, isolated, all that kind of stuff. They had a nice casket for him like 2 or 3 days later.
Right.
Ready to go. You know, they were ready to do the funeral like quick. So I'm like, I don't understand who is getting this.
Right.
Like maybe the funeral home, like you ran out of caskets,
yes.
Your supplier didn't come through, and so you got to Amazon some in.
A weird BOGO sale, buy one, get one free. For the caskets.
So whoever's buying this, let's just get a feel for this.
All right.
This first one, we got a 5-star Titan casket.
Okay.
Orion white and gold seal casket with white interior. Comes in a lot of different colors.
It does look nice.
It does look nice. It's on sale. It's $999.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 38 ratings, 5 stars overall. And that's a good deal on a casket. I did a little research. Like, how much does a casket go for? This next website, consumer.gov situation. Caskets vary widely in style and price, sold primarily for their visual appeal. Typically constructed of metal, wood, fiberboard, fiberglass, or plastic. Average casket costs slightly more than $2,000. So that's a good deal. $999.
I don't know. Okay.
They can sell for around $10,000.
I guess we should have kept on going like fiberglass, plastic bag, like paper bag. I guess it keeps on like sandwich bag.
And it says they can sell between $5 and $10,000.
Right. Coffee can, peanut shell.
You can go to the dump, you can get some particle board and find some rusty nails, and you can kind of just make it work.
Just so many options.
So many options.
Anything you need, we'll get it for you.
So, okay, some 1-star reviews of that one we just looked at. And again, this is the Titan casket.
Okay.
Right? 5-star overall. But this person, PJM, very disappointed.
Oh, man.
1-star. It came with a huge dent. Buyer beware. Don't buy if there isn't enough time to send back. When would there be enough time in this situation? Guys, we're going to have to postpone the funeral. Hold on. Casket came in and had a dent in it.
Jesus.
We got to wait, get it back. It's out of stock. We're going to have the funeral 3 weeks from today.
I picture him getting talked into doing it. Right. And the rest of his life, he just has to like picture that casket in the ground with a dent in it. It's like, I can't believe I did that to mom.
I got to dig it up.
God damn it.
And what frustrates me is they've taken the time, to get these pictures up, everything. Here you can kind of see the dent.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to show it in with the casket, like where it looks. Oh, man, that really made it. Okay, here we go. The top there.
Yeah. It's a dent.
Decent sized dent right there. But if you can see that this dent, if you know anything about, I don't know, just dents, I guess, get a fucking rubber mallet. You don't have time to get a new casket. Could you go to Home Depot and get a rubber mallet? And then you put like a block of wood underneath that. And then it's like,
it's
dented in.
Yeah.
I feel like that's easy to bop out.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't try and do
that. They didn't even, no, not even an attempt.
So that annoys me. That's the mildest one star.
All right.
This next one, I hope they're not kidding. Bree Jordan, one star. Subject line, grandma fell out.
Oh no.
All was well until the day of the funeral. As they were lowering grandma's casket, she fell out with champagne in hand. Let's just say it was an underground party, so maybe they are joking. Grandma and Uncle Jimmy were getting it down, though grandma wasn't moving or breathing. I'm sure she had a blessed time. Okay. So maybe grandma fell out. Okay.
Maybe.
So we're going to move on.
I believe that. I wouldn't think that's the casket's fault.
No.
Like it doesn't have enough locks.
Right. Somebody didn't shut it hard enough.
Yeah, or people putting it in didn't. They tilted it because he was putting a casket in like taco style, like
boop, right,
like a suitcase.
Right, how's that even going to happen?
With a handle on the side, like, I'm going to put my briefcase of dead body right here.
This next one is overnight caskets, night black brush with velvet interior.
Okay,
18 gauge metal casket and coffin. One to three day shipping.
Okay,
not as good a review. It's 3.8 out of 5, 19 total ratings. But this one star here, this is the weirdest thing to get up in arms about, in my opinion. For a casket. Debbie Cutter, one star. No disclosure. I dislike the fact that there is no disclosure that states these products are made in China.
Okay.
When you ask them where they are manufactured, they skirt the question. Also, from the picture, there is no label on the foot of the casket, right side base mold, that shows this casket was made in China. Per the Tariff Act of 1930, all imports are required to have a point of origin label in a visible area that specifies which country it is manufactured in. Did they accidentally forget to put the label on it? Lastly, I dislike the fact that they claim a funeral home could increase their prices to make up the loss of the casket sale. That is an untrue statement. Funeral homes are heavily regulated by the state and federal government. That would be against the... What the fuck are you doing?
Whose side are you on?
Diving into these weird details, like... About the cat, like, did you even order this casket? I mean, I guess you did, and then they sent you into this weird, like, legal loophole? Is that just like a weird thing where you don't want to focus on who died and you're just like, you find something to distract yourself?
Right.
Yes, it is sad that Uncle Larry did. But you know what's even more sad? The fact that his fucking casket did not have the proper legal disclosure stating that it was manufactured in China and not in America. He is rolling around in his Chinese casket right now.
Right.
It's like, what? What? I just never heard of someone getting mad about something like that.
It's a super weird time to get mad about something like that, too.
Right.
I'll tell you where it's going. In the ground.
In the ground. And never be seen again. Literally.
No one will ever see it again.
They're unless not it's on be
accident.
Mad.
There's a big flood and he comes up. I say that, they're not going to see it.
Now, there's a lot of jokesters on here. I'm assuming this next person is joking around.
Okay.
But it is funny. Intentional or not. Simon, one star, same casket. Not good. I'm very disappointed in this item. It was very uncomfortable while laying I was very uncomfortable while laying in it at my funeral, and everyone could hear me moving around, and I got caught red-handed. You silly goose, Simon.
Come on,
Simon. What are you
get
doing?
Get out of there.
Trolling around in the casket section of the Amazon.
Get out of the Chinese casket, bro.
Okay, so this another ridiculous one star here. This is Titan casket, veteran steel casket, dark blue, handcrafted funeral casket. 4 to 4.5 out of 5. One star from Jason, who writes, great casket. It's good and comfortable, but it makes this screaming and banging noise when you start burying it in the ground. But it stopped after a while, and then it was really great. Okay, so another intentional, but good one.
It's funny. I'm confused. Who's rating these?
I know someone just going through finding random caskets. But, there's so many joke ones.
But what's a high-rated casket?
Like, right.
They're not in it.
Right.
You can't tell.
Yeah.
Looks pretty. 5 stars. Held dead body. 5 stars. Right. What the fuck is that?
What are
that?
Your criteria?
It's a criteria.
Not comfortable. Smelled weird.
Smelled weird. 2 star.
It's like no one cares.
No one cares.
Does it look okay from the outside? Does it keep their body in the during the funeral? You know, then that's fine.
Pillow. Too hard.
For who? Lumbar support. Not enough.
My back. Spine. Bent my spine. That Joe from that MyPillow. That
right,
guy. That's
right.
He needs to get into this business.
Yep. Now, this is the last one. I just liked this review, and then I clicked on something else they reviewed just to show what kind of person this is.
Okay.
So this person reviewed overnight caskets, full brush copper with heritage bronze finish, 18-gauge casket coffin.
Okay.
20 ratings, 4.5 stars.
Right.
A little more spendy, a little nicer, $12.99.
That does look nice.
It's a nice – this is okay. A nice-looking casket.
It's just worth going off looks.
Right.
That's what I'm going with.
It's a beautiful looking casket. Mm. Now this, I'm going to say this is real. It could be a joke, but based on looking at their profile and other reviews, I don't think it is.
Okay.
It's going to be the second person. Okay, first, just a really quick, silly one. T Good, 1 star, worst coffin I've experienced yet. Worst coffin I've ever used in my life. Definitely would not recommend. The only good thing was the shipping arrived right on time. Like, what are you talking about? Worst coffin you've ever used in your life. How many coffins have you used?
T Good's a serial killer. He's a coffin connoisseur.
Lily Craig has the real review here I was talking about. Aunt fell out during the funeral.
Okay.
Horrible coffin. Do not buy this coffin. At my aunt's funeral, she fell out during the middle of the service. Not good quality. And not to mention, one of the kids got stuck in it while playing hide and seek. I'm definitely choosing a different brand. What? Why would you fucking disclose that? If that's true, at your aunt's funeral,
you lost sight of your children.
You lost sight of your kids, and someone was fucking hiding in the casket. Right. And I'm guessing, let's say not at the funeral. Before your aunt was put in there, you went to pick out a casket.
Sure.
One of the kids is hiding in it, and then that's your complaint? Is that, you know, when one of the kids got stuck? They're not meant to have fucking kids in them.
No.
They're alive.
It's a one-way thing.
It's fucking ridiculous. And so I was like, is this person joking? Uh-huh. I looked into their thing. They're not. They leave other one-star reviews. We're just going to do one that I focused on. Just to show how Lily Craig just doesn't understand how life works. Lily Craig on another product, she wrote, do not put on walls. This product really sticks on. In fact, when I tried to take it off, completely broke the light. When I tried to take it off, it completely broke the light and cover and battery pack part, which sent the batteries flying. But still, the back would not get off the wall. So I tried to pull on it one more time, which pulled off a good chunk of the wall. Definitely would not recommend.
Okay.
So this person is sticking something... and I just think, like, this person is, what the fuck is going on in your life? Your kids are in your aunt's casket at the funeral home.
Yeah.
You have something that you stuck on your wall and it fucking flies apart and breaks, which sounds like a you problem.
It does.
And then you try to rip off the back, which you clearly didn't do delicately or with any kind of finesse. And then you rip part of your fucking, it's just like this
punch
person.
The batteries.
Right, right. This person is just having like this crazy life. I got a remote control car for my son and it was great until I tried to get the batteries in. They fell apart. Then when I stomped on it, the wheels flew off. Then I kicked it into the road. And when I kicked it, wouldn't you know it, I fell down and broke my fucking leg.
Right.
Then I called customer service. They wouldn't pay for my medical bills. So then I punched my windshield. Wouldn't you know it, it broke. Right. So then I called my car insurance. They think I'm crazy. Like... Meanwhile, my kids are setting a fire across the street. Who knew the neighbor's house was flammable? What, is that my fault?
Right.
My kids were just having fun setting fires.
They didn't have a label on it. Right. And according to the act in 1913,
right, according
all
to
houses have to say they're flammable.
Right. How am I supposed to know my neighbor had lead paint, which is illegal, that was more flammable than other house in the neighborhood, and the whole thing was engulfed in flames? What, those three deaths are on fucking my hands? Now my kids are in juvie. I can't see them. Just on and on. Yeah. Always complaints.
A part of the funeral in that situation with the casket and her kids and the aunt and everyone's dead. I pictured some of the complaint like being the weight limit wasn't right. Like she's pissed that it broke because her dead aunt was in there and there were two kids were in there all at the same time. It didn't have a weight limit. It didn't say 500 pounds. It didn't say anything. And then it broke. Like it's required to have a weight limit posted on the coffin. Right.
My aunt liked family photos, maybe more than anyone I've ever known. So, of course, my family piles in the casket. Right. There's seven of us in there. None of us are that big. And then the thing fucking breaks apart. And we won't get a refund. No one told us, don't pile your entire family into your dead aunt's casket for a nice photo.
She's the reason we have to have all those warning labels.
She is.
She's the one.
The Lily Craigs of the world are why we have to have safety mechanisms on everything we use now.
Yep.
Well, fucking Lily Craig sued us.
Oh, Lily.
No, Lily. Now we have to put a don't stomp on the fucking remote controlled car label on top of the car.
No stompy.
Don't kick car into the street. You might fall down and hurt your leg.
Right. Don't punch window. Window might break.
Don't set your neighbor's house on fire.
Well, should we turn it around?
Let's turn it around.
Okay. Let's look at the sliver of hope.
Sliver of hope.
This was sent in by Dummy Ricky.
It's
just a heart, nice heart feeler.
Okay.
Because coming out of the pandemic, it was hard on parents.
Yeah.
It was hard on us. Also hard on kids.
True.
Social life, all the very important stages of just interacting with fucking nobody.
Right.
And this is a cute little video. And I'll just push play on this for you. You can read the screen as we go along, but the idea behind it is a special relationship between the mailman and this little girl.
Okay. Okay, so being stuck at home with the pandemic, said waving at the mail guy.
Mm-hmm. Every single day.
Mm-hmm. All right, mailman's bringing mail. It's who she sees all the time.
Yeah, there he is.
You know, there's Ian. For a few moments every day, they begin to dance.
They have a little dance party.
What? Watch so this. She's dancing.
Yeah.
Oh, and then out in the lawn, Ian, the mailman's dancing.
Now the neighbors are starting to notice it, and this is a shot from across the street of him.
He's doing some cool moves.
Yeah. Bye. See you tomorrow. Then he shows up the next day.
He's got more moves.
Yeah.
I love that she's waiting for him.
Yeah.
In the window, dancing her little butt off.
Mm-hmm. He says these sick little moves.
Oh, man.
Dances up, drops the mail off, and dances away.
He's into it.
I know. It's so cute. It's a nice thing like this.
It says he waves to everyone in the neighborhood and always has a smile on his face.
Comes back, does some more sick moves. He forgot. He was working on some, and he's like, I'm not leaving without showing off some of these moves.
That is so cool.
Isn't it?
It's cool, like those little things.
Yeah.
You know, like how much they can mean to people.
Exactly. Like, it's just, it's such a heartwarming little thing. A little tiny gesture. It shows you that not all humanity is dead inside.
No.
Not all Lily Craig.
Right.
There's Ian's.
That is so nice to see that. I mean, thinking about the male people specifically, it is funny, like those little details. Like our male, you know, the male people who come to our house, there's like three of them that rotate.
Right.
All very friendly.
Yeah.
And it is like so nice. You're like, hey, how's it going? You know, good to see you. How are things? You know, like when they drop off of your home. And I think about like when I was down in Santa Monica, it was a lady who dropped off the mail there and she was fucking evil. Just didn't give a shit, had her headphones in, like would not, like you would say, hey, how's it going? Would just straight up look right at you and pretend that you didn't just talk to her.
And care.
The one time I had a complaint, she just like literally just snapped at me, like not my problem. Go like complain if you don't like it to such and such. And it could have been so easy. It was a little thing. Like basically the complaint was, could you please not crumple shit into a ball?
What?
And put it into like, it was fucking beat up in the middle. It was just like angry. She was just an angry person.
You're the only house in the world whose mail slot is circular. She's like, God she damn
fucking crumped into a ball. But
fuck this house.
But it's just like this total stranger. You know, can add like negativity to your day and the days of everyone they encounter.
Right.
Or through a little dancing, little wave.
Yes.
Can make people, you know, so happy.
The butterfly effect.
Mm-hmm.
Be nice.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
I think about that small town, just the wave thing. That's a thing around here in Coeur d'Alene and like growing up in where people just like, they will just wave.
Yeah.
If they're from here.
Yeah. And you can probably relate to this because I'm not from a big city.
Yeah.
But Aaron makes fun of me like whenever we go to Seattle, where I can say fucking hi to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, stop it. Right? Stop it. Like,
Lindsay's made fun of me for that too.
Yeah. Because you just, I mean, I don't know.
Because people react like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah. What? Do I know you? You want to fight me?
It's like, so nice.
I'm saying, hello.
When I came back from LA, back to Idaho, that was one of the first things I noticed. I'm like, oh yeah, that's nice.
Back to people that say hi to me.
Yep. Doesn't matter if you know them or not. It's just it's an easy little gesture. Little wave makes the world a little friendlier.
Hey.
A little different in Spokane. Just
is
saying.
It?
Yeah, Spokane out friendly?
Not as much waving. No.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Well, maybe more meth.
But it's also much, much bigger.
True. It's moving away from that small town feel.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to the to you from internet.
Let's do it.
Okay.
The internet has all sorts of neat things. Anything you want can be yours. Let's take a peek together as a couple. To you from internet.
Still gets me to together
as a couple.
As a couple.
What's that pause?
I don't know. Fuck yeah. All right. This was sent in by a ton of dummies.
Okay.
And because we have been touching on the PS5 and the Xbox Series X, did you know that KFC has a new video game console?
Get out of here.
With Red Hot Fried Chicken Grill? Here you go. Oh yeah, it's real.
I thought you were joking.
Nope.
KFC launches video game console.
Yep.
With what?
Red Hot. It's got a
this
got
is
a
not a joke.
No, it's got a chicken warmer in it. It's got some decent specs to play games.
No, what?
Yep.
Yes, it's real. Tweeted Intel rep. What? KFC gaming?
They have a video that showcased some of the state-of-the-art chicken chamber, which is a miniature microwave-like compartment in which snackish button mashers can place chicken to warm it while they play, which is pretty fucking genius.
What games can you play? It must be basic games.
Sure. I mean, maybe connecting to online, and then I'm not sure if they'll have any exclusives. And it could just,
that's
maybe
so
they just
weird.
Made some for a marketing scam. I mean, they're good at this stuff.
Right.
So they maybe just made like a couple to say that it was actually real, and they're not actually selling it. I mean, I dug around and people just, you know, said it was a thing. So
that's all certain gamers need is quicker access to fried chicken.
Right. Number one thing requested. The next round, PS5 and the PS5, whatever they call it, like PS5 Pro.
Right.
You should have a chicken cooker.
Just chicken.
Xbox Series X Pro has like a hot dog cooker. Like it's just a new thing. It's like, here's where the CD goes. Here's where the hot dog goes.
Oh, my God. Beep. I just pictured like something that just like funnels junk food and like soda.
It's got Chex Mix, like catapult.
Just fucking shooting Cheetos. It's just like a little robot arm that just dumps Cheetos into your mouth like a certain every so many seconds during the game. Or maybe voice command, or, Cheeto me. Right. And then it just dumps Cheetos in your mouth.
I think you unlock
Mountain Dew.
Achievements as you progress in the game. You have achievements, you beat levels. It's like, good job. And just throws a bag of Cheetos at you.
You've unlocked ding dongs. And you shoot some Hostess ding dongs at you. You've unlocked zingers.
Next stage, Twinkies. Yay!
You've unlocked diabetes.
Right.
You've unlocked casket. Hypertension.
Your casket will be here in 2 days.
You've unlocked morbid obesity.
You've unlocked divorce papers.
You've unlocked loneliness.
Your kids just left. So that is real. This next thing was sent in by Dummy Thomas. And I'm not sure if you don't spend a whole lot of time on Facebook.
I don't.
But there are logarithms out there that create
algorithms, yeah.
Yeah, what'd I say?
You said logarithms.
That's what they are.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, there's logs.
There's logs. There's rhythmic logs. Hey, what's up with those logarithms people keep plucking around with on Facebook? That reminds me of when I do this all the time too. When you think you have the lyrics to a song right for years, right. And then someone's like, "No, it's this."
Oh, no, you're wrong.
Shit.
Just like this is a fun one. When you want this thing and that thing,
yeah.
You say that you want what?
You want both, or you want one of them?
There, exactly. Yeah. Both. So a lot of people say both.
Oh, like with an L?
With a W, like a both. Everyone out there right now, say it. They're fucking, I guarantee you, 80% of everyone out there, both.
Both? Both?
I want both. I remember when I first started in radio.
Yeah.
I kept on saying, I was like, God, fuck me. It's both.
But yeah. Both. Oh, yeah. I'm blown away that I was on the right side of a pronunciation debate for once in my life.
It blew my mind. So now I'm fucking pissed. So there are like Facebook will guess what type of merch you want.
Oh yes, they're
take
so
a
good
guess
at
what type of T-shirt you want. So there is an Instagram account called Facebook Shirts.
Funny
that just shows off these auto-generated shirts that don't make any sense. Here's one that says, "I don't fear coronavirus because my blood type is softball."
What? That's just somebody thought, like, the algorithm thought that person wanted that shirt.
Yeah. It's just like, okay, well, interest in softball. She's reading a lot of coronavirus articles.
Oh, my God. And they combine it into that shirt.
I don't fear coronavirus because my blood type is softball.
What a weird shirt.
Oh, they get better. Hang in there. So this one, it says, circumcised. You have no idea what you're missing.
Circumcised. This lady wearing a circumcised shirt.
And people buy these, to be funny.
Yeah.
This one, barbecue, beer, Biden. Like, just like
barbecue, this. Beer, and Biden. This angry guy behind his mask.
Oh, that's so good.
I like right next to him, Dave Mustaine.
Yeah, exactly.
With his own band shirt with the Megadeth, but with Yoda on it.
Yep.
Logan's taking notes on all this stuff. Hold on. Don't go too fast.
Okay. And this might be my favorite.
Yeah.
It says, I am a pee hole man. I love pee, drink pee, and fuck my wife. I was born in September. I protect my meat. I own guns and own my wife. If you don't like it, move.
I eat guns.
Oh, I eat guns
and own my wife. Even weirder.
If you don't like it, move.
What the fuck? Like who?
I am a pee hole man.
That I cannot believe that's a real shirt. Like,
yeah.
I mean, if that's not like a custom shirt that somebody made a one off of as a joke, if that's a real shirt sold, what fucking mental illness created where it's like, all right, what do I like?
Right, exactly.
I like fucking pee holes, like fucking my wife,
yeah.
Like eating, like what? And there's skulls and American flag.
I'm a dad that runs on Jesus cornhole. I don't know, this shit is so fucking funny to me.
It's so random. These aren't photoshopped on, you don't think?
No, some of them, they buy them. Like when they pop up, they're like, oh, fucking, that's so funny.
I'm a dad that runs on Jesus cornhole. What does that mean?
Nothing.
Just all nonsense. Oh, what's these titties one? These titties are protected by a skinny white guy in his mid-30s who wears DC shoes, yells at me. in public and is addicted to perks, who was born in February. It's so specific.
Look at this one. It's a
women's tank top.
Stop my flag. I'll eat your ass.
That sounds like Alex Jones.
It does.
I'll eat your ass. I'll do it. Combat model. I'm the leader.
Probably the leader.
Right, you're right.
Oh, man. But this is so good. So, again, this they'll have these links up in the description.
What?
That's Facebook shirts that you can follow them on Instagram.
That's unbelievable that any of those are real shirts.
Yes.
That someone just didn't make as a joke.
I know. And I have one quick video to show you.
Okay.
It's a dude who decided that he wanted to not shovel his driveway, but instead,
whoa!
Just like Uncle Eddie, and use a flamethrower.
Dude, that's awesome.
I've thought about this.
Oh my God, that'd be so fun. Have you ever used a flamethrower?
Yes, but not this good.
This,
like a stationary, like a propane one that didn't shoot a pretty good flame, but nothing like this.
I used a bigger one, not mine, but this Johnny Dare, this guy out in Kansas City, such a cool dude. He has this giant one. Those things are intense.
Yeah.
And the heat coming, that is awesome. What a great way to get your driveway with a flamethrower.
Yep.
Isn't he kind of just making ice, though?
He's making flammable ice.
It's
I guess if it melts, I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that.
I have tried. It doesn't work. But maybe.
Yeah.
I just didn't catch it at the right time.
Yeah.
But we had really fluffy snow one time.
Yeah.
I thought I could get the leaf blower out.
And just blow
it out of my, but it didn't work.
You could do the flamethrower without ice if you know, a lot of times around here we get a bunch of snow, just like just recently.
Right.
And then it'll warm up and you'll have like 6 inches, a foot of snow in your driveway, but it's like 36, 38, 40 degrees out.
Right.
That's when you bring the flamethrower out.
That's gas time.
Prime flamethrowing weather.
You know what else we could do?
Huh?
Use a snowblower, because we both have them, and that's what they're made for.
We could also do that.
They grab the snow and they throw it like 15 feet.
Yeah.
Out of your driveway, and you don't have gas and flames.
Oh,
I mean, because gas and flames are not your friend.
They're not.
We've learned that.
I know, and I do want one. I don't think Lindsay would be cool. She's not a controlling person at all.
Right.
She's like, whatever. Mm-hmm. But in this, just in the interest of not burning our house down, I think she'd be very nervous if I got a flamethrower. Because I would definitely use it in situations like
this.
Put
them both together. An attachment for your snowblower.
Oh, that's the fucking
shoots
best.
Flames.
Yes.
Even if you don't even have to use it, just point them in the sky. I'm a dad.
I'm offering to fucking fix everyone's driveway then.
I got it.
No, we're good. No, we're good.
Like a monster truck show.
Please don't bring the flamethrower to our yard. We're good.
We don't have any fucking. There's a big, the whole yard has nothing but a little patch in the shadow. I got it.
That's where you would go with this too. Like you would go from the driveway to the yard, and then in the spring, like you'd just be fucking charred earth. Like you
my
just
grass,
burnt
though.
The shit out of your
yeah.
Yeah, you didn't have any snow on it though, did you?
There's no snow, is there? You don't have to worry about watering it.
Come on, it'll grow out.
Welcome. But yeah, a train horn on the front or something. Just, here come Danny boy.
That was, whoever that guy is, bravo.
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 Let's hear from our fans.
Okay.
Junk mail.
It's junk mail.
Yay.
Yay, it's very happy music.
Our first piece of junk mail coming in from dummy Genie.
Oh, Genie.
Says, hi, Fred and Barney.
Hello.
I was just listening to your most recent episode of Is We Dumb. Dan and Joe mentioned that they coughed when they cleaned one of their ears. So
yes.
I, too, also cough when I clean my ears, but I get it in both ears. And since Joe asked the question of why this happened but never answered the question,
okay,
because I am me and I'm a dipshit, I figured it was my duty as a healthcare professional to answer it for you. So the reason is due to your vagus nerve. Or vagus. Yeah, vagus nerve.
Yeah. Vagus or vagus?
Vagus.
Vagus.
I think it's vagus.
I think it's vagus, too.
Vagus.
We were talking about it yesterday. It's vagus.
Oh.
Vagus.
So vagus or vagus? Vagus versus vagus. Tomato, tomato.
Nerve that runs along the nerve that stretches to your brain, to your torso, linking to your heart, your lungs, and other organs along the way. It touches the top of your ear, helps control your larynx, and extends to your stomach and lower intestines. So the Arnold's nerve is the part of the vagus nerve that runs by your ear. Arnold's nerve is a nerve that can carry touch sensitivity from the ear canal to the brain. However, because the nerve is connected to a nerve that goes down your throat, the brain may not know where the sensation is coming from and interrupts the sensation as something in the throat that needs to be coughed out. So in short, your brain is dumb. I'm not sorry that the email is so long. Love the podcast. Would rate it 3 out of 5 stars.
Aw, thank you.
Genie Claus.
Who was it again?
Genie Claus.
Genie. Thank you, Genie.
Yeah.
I love that one of the nerves is named the Arnold nerve.
I know. Who that?
Why can't all things be named with simple like names like that?
complex surgery. We have to go in and cut your Chad.
right.
Chad Meyer.
Yeah, your Ted's acting up again. Right. So we're going to go in through your Jane vein, and we're going to do a little repair on your willies.
Your Brian bone.
Your Brian bone is completely shattered. Luckily, your Jan bone is totally fine. Your Kim bone is okay. Your head Will bones. And your Michelle are doing, you know, okay. Right. Everything is super basic super American basic. Names.
Well, thanks for that update. That makes perfect sense. And now we've all learned a little bit something.
Yeah.
Our next piece of junk mail sent in by an anonymous dummy. Says, hi, Dan and Joe. I was listening to this week's episode and had a good laugh at you imagining this guy that falls all the time.
Whoa!
He knows that he's going to fall, but he still falls anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why would this happen? And she writes, because this is dyspraxia. Oh. I have dyspraxia, which is a condition affecting coordination and motor skills. It can affect different things in different people, but in a lot of ways, it is basically perpetual clumsiness.
Huh.
I was so bad as a kid that I honestly think almost every week of primary school I had some kind of accident. To make life more interesting, I also have really bad ankle joints, so I can't trust my balance or my own legs to keep me upright at times.
Whoa.
So regardless, this made me laugh. It's nice to hear something I know so well be funny in a way that is genuine and proves that all disabilities can be related to in a way that is sincere, because I also have Tourette's syndrome.
Wow,
so I get the fun of random arm and head movements as well as a mix of made up and real words at any moment. I always tell people, specifically if they're new friends or people that I haven't spent a lot of time around previously, that they can laugh when these things happen because they are funny.
Yeah.
Some things are just funny. And for me, that's part of accepting my disabilities.
That's awesome.
We need a sense of humor to get through life.
Yes.
I love this podcast. Had a good laugh at you inadvertently describing dyspraxia. Keep up the amazing work with this podcast. I enjoy seeing it and listening to it every single week.
Yes.
She goes, if you do read this, please leave my name out, but give us a random name of your choosing. So thank you very much, Gloria Cheesebag McDoodle Knees.
Gloria Cheesebag?
McDoodle Knees.
McDoodle Knees. Mm-hmm. I like it. I like it. I was just picturing as you were talking about, I don't know why, the Brad character we've come up with. She was talking about them. What if they were like the world's best tennis player? Like their serve was fucking phenomenal. And they could return it once, but like lightning fast. But then
didn't get an ace.
Right. When they're serving, it's ace or nothing. It's just like perfect, throwing it up, just fucking like rocket, like flame shooting off the ball, and then just falling down, just for the fans. And then when they return, they get one amazing hit, and every time they hit it, pow. And they're just rolling off into the
slamming into the like the barriers,
wearing so many pads. And just so much just rash. What is it? A road burns? What do you call that?
Yeah. Road rash?
Road rash. There we go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know why that's so funny to me, a picture.
It's super funny. It's because I think it's the prestige.
Number one ranked world tennis player, but just the most unorthodox game.
I would love it. And we do have one last super quick piece of junk mail. And this one was sent in by dummy Jeremy. He goes, hi, dummies. I'd like to inform you gentlemen that cum eating is in fact a semi-common fetish, at least when it comes to femdom. So, my best friend has been doing fetish porn for years, and I had no clue that this was a thing until I found out that she did fetish porn.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, there are a lot of women in femdom who get requested to make cum-eating instruction videos. So, if you're searching for porn, and you search CEI, just know there'll probably be some sexy lady there to tell you to finish when you finish to eat your own cum. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
I have
to restrain myself from laughing all the time at work, so I don't have to explain the ridiculous shit that I'm laughing at. Your fellow dummy, Jeremy.
Pretty good. I'm wondering, like, do you
eat it?
I guess that's the fetish where you get turned on by watching a video of a woman who I guess could be clothed, just telling you that you're probably like a naughty boy.
Oh, so naughty.
Oh, you're a naughty boy. You eat your cum. Keep jerking off.
No one tells you you can't eat cum.
No one tells.
No one comes into your house and tells you what cum you can't eat.
Huh. No one tells Brad he can't eat his own cum. Well, that's what I've been trying to tell people. You jerk that dick, Brad. Jerk it so hard. I'm trying, but it's hard to keep my balance. You eat that cum, Brad.
I knew that jerk off instructional videos existed. Did not know about the cum eating ones, but it does not surprise me.
I know there's everything out there.
All the things that I have searched in porn, I've never searched CEI.
See, yeah. Well, now you get a new thing to get into.
I guess. I don't know if I could do that.
Now,
I don't care how drunk I was.
My stupid brain is now going to a place where you just start getting like really kind of distant at work. And just like you're always tired. Like just something seems off. Worse.
I know. I never want to go to lunch. I'm always full.
You never want to go to lunch. And then like suddenly you're staying in a new place. I'm like, is everything okay with you and Aaron? Like, no, fine. And then it's like leads to divorce. And then it finally unravels. And you just get so into cum eating videos that it completely rules your life. Just like you lose your family.
Mm-hmm.
You're just in
I'm saving a ton of money though.
You're staying at the little motel down the street, just the cheap motel, just watching so many comedy videos.
Meal prep, always ready.
You lose so much weight.
You want to go for breakfast? No.
Joe, you don't look healthy, man.
I'm good.
What are you living on? Just vitamins and cum.
Just cum.
What? What was that?
Water, cum, vitamin D. all right, let's wrap this show up, shall we?
Okay.
Okay. Thanks to Zach Cohen. Creating some of the custom music beds for the show. Thanks to Logan Keith pumping out that merch.
Yes.
Thanks for grabbing that, everyone. IsWeDumb.com. We can grab our threads at BadMagicMerch.com. Thanks to Zach Flannery for producing and directing.
Meh.
There he is. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at IsWeDumb. And the YouTube channel for all the shows that Bad Magic Productions makes. Just go to YouTube. Just fucking go there.
Just go there.
And search for CEI.
Come on.
That'll bring up all of our shows. Go to Pornhub. Type in CEI. And the first thing that pops up will be everything you want to watch. If there's something you want to see on the show, email that to dumb@iswedumb.com. General questions, info@iswedumb.com. And keep on rating and reviewing because it keeps us fresh
Thank
on the
you.
Charts. Every
yes,
time we drop
do.
An episode, we get higher yep. and higher the more you guys say you like it.
We do appreciate it very, very much.
I have high hopes for the wow, neat dad joke this week.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and frame it up.
Hey, you want to hear a joke?
Wow. Neat dad joke.
And this was sent in by Dummy Taylor.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. Did you hear about the scarecrow that received an award?
Nope.
Apparently, he was outstanding in his field.
Not doing it.
You get it?
I get it.
Fuck yeah.